Welcome to the queue. My name is Nurse Bug. I'm your friendly neighborhood nurse surveyor.
Hi, I'm Santana Wolin. So glad you all could join us.
And hi, I'm Tina Webster. I'm so glad you joined us.
Welcome to the second week podcast of March, everyone. And today we're going to be talking about the utilization of pets in nursing homes. Dogs, birds, cats, rabbits, ferrets, guinea pigs, anything you could think of. And I found a few really good articles about different little snippets of how pets have been used. One of them said that documented as early as 3000 BCE that pets have been used as therapy animals, but they weren't incorporated into LTCs until 1975. And they have a history of benefits. They decrease stress, depression, blood pressure, pain, fatigue, anxiety, isolation, loneliness. They improve patient satisfaction, energy levels, self-esteem. I mean, the list goes on. It could go on forever. And even Florence Nightingale referred to the therapeutic use of animals in nursing as beneficial. It also noted that there are additional benefits of improved motor skills and movement, you know, those fine motor skills, social skills, verbal communication, and it also reduces cardiovascular disease and stroke risk, which I thought was really interesting. The next article I found said that not all funds for pet therapy have to come out of a facility's budget, that CMS guidelines allow for the use of CMP funds for projects directly benefiting residents and nursing facilities in relation to pet therapy, which I thought was hecka cool. Guys, like that is, I know CMP funds go towards quality improvement and all that, but something fun for the residents is amazing.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. That's great. That's great to know.
Right? I was super happy to read that. The next article that I found talked about several health benefits to having pets in nursing homes, which included, of course, encouraging movement, activity, socialization. Pets eliminate the language barrier, and they make residents feel needed. Service and emotional support animals sped healing from various physical and emotional abuses, too, which I thought was interesting. I mean, you know, they help. You know, they make you happy. When somebody's gone through something traumatic, they can help even more. It did cite a few negatives of pets in nursing homes, that various types of diseases are transmissible from animals to people and dangerous bacteria, but it cited like exotic pets, you know, like lizards and that sort of stuff. Maybe in your policy and procedure, you can make a note that whatever animals you want okayed to be part of it. And then, of course, you would just disclaim the others. The other negatives were that they cost money, you know, upkeep, and that nursing home residents may not be able to care for them in the future, you know, as they decline, and that pets pose a fall hazard. And of course, you know, the pet's death can trigger extreme grief. To me, those negatives are circumstantial and small compared to the benefit that they bring. And, you know, you'd have to definitely plan for them. But along with alive, real pets, it also brought up the idea of therapy animals that were robotic, which I think, oh my gosh, like in reading about them, the thought of having a robotic pet sounds silly. But I mean, you've seen it in nursing homes before where the ladies or gentlemen have a baby that they care for and love on, and they just love it. To them, they're caring for something and they're having a good time. Have you guys seen that in nursing homes?
Yes. I tell you what, I love to see the robotic cat and the robotic dog used in the nursing facilities. And not only do you not have to worry about person being allergic to pet dander, that's one thing that you'd have to kind of watch out for. You didn't have to worry about that with these robotic pets. You know, they were just like real life pets. And the residents, honestly, a lot of them couldn't even, especially the ones with dementia, they could not even tell the difference. They thought it was a real pet. It purred, or it, you know, it whined, it barked, it walked and purred. And I love it. I absolutely love it in the nursing homes.
Yeah, and for those who can't care for a pet on their own, you know, limited mobility, those kind of pets are invaluable to them because they can set it on their lap. You know, they don't have to take it out to potty or feed it. It just makes it beneficial in all the ways you can think of. Not every nursing home allows real pets, and the ones that do have to have rules in place to make sure that the pets are cared for. Usually it's an administrator or a DON who brings in their animal, which I think is wonderful. I knew a lady who brought in her, I think it was a Bichon, but it was the funniest looking little dog who had the haircut, you know, groomer, short hair. And it was just the sweetest animal. Like, it would walk up to the residents, sit down, allow them to pet him. It wouldn't jump on him or bark at him. It was just calm and soothing. And you could tell that the residents really loved this little puppy. Yeah.
Some facilities, they actually adopt a pet for the facility. It's like the facility dog or the facility cat. That's really nice, too. Of course, they have somebody designated to take care of them to make sure they feed them and have the water and the everything they need. But it's the facility dog or the facility cat. And I think that's really cute.
Uh-huh. Santana, have you ever seen animals used in care settings?
Yes, I have. I've also done some research on exposing residents to pets and introducing them into their routine. And it helps so much to reduce that loneliness that they feel when they're in a facility setting and really shift their focus to be more positive. And I think we've known, you know, for a long time, animals have been recognized as a positive influence on the healing process. So they help us cope with emotional issues related to our illnesses or diseases, but they also just divert the person's attention from focusing on their problems for the day. And I think just a good welcome distraction at times for what they might be dealing with. And it's not so much the stress of the daily problems that some of us may have, but more just boredom and loneliness and that feeling of not having control over things anymore. So I've really seen how pets can help to lower anxiety around some of those disease processes and that loneliness and to help improve their mood and just that social interaction that they get to have.
Yeah. Yeah. And I read a few different states and nursing homes that had different things. I have to read this to you guys. So in Massachusetts, they had robotic pets in the memory care wing, okay, that helped calm the residents when they were having a hard day. And then a 2017 study noticed that there was reduced stress and anxiety in dementia patients that were receiving this sort of therapy. And it allowed for less reliance on medication, which is phenomenal. You know, elderly don't process meds the same way as when you're younger. So this, I thought that was a phenomenal benefit. And then it said a nursing home in Springfield, Ohio, had added a dog park for residents and their pets or their families to come and bring pets. And even if you didn't have a pet, all residents could go out and watch them play and play with them, throw a ball if they could, like, amazing. But the next one really tickled me, guys. Oh my gosh. They talk about, you know, how cats, horses, all animals can really be support animals. But there was an emotional support alligator named Wally. And he would pay a visit to Pennsylvania nursing homes. And residents would line up to put him on their lap and love on him.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
Did you say an alligator?
Alligator. And his name was Wally. And the residents loved him. Just loved him.
Hey, you know what? There's probably a lot of people that like reptiles.
I know. It's so funny to think of an alligator because you're just... that's not right.
I wasn't expecting that one.
With 50 years of experience and experts across all areas of nursing home care, QSource genuinely understands the needs of your facility. We've always been there alongside you, and we've walked in your shoes. No matter the situation, QSource is prepared to tackle your challenges, solve your issues, and answer your questions. Let QSource encourage, educate, and empower you. Contact us at any time at qsource.org. We will always be here to help. And now back to the podcast.
I will tell you that, you know what, you were just talking about using the robotics, you know, in the dementia unit and things like that. We had in the dementia unit, you also have schizophrenia. You have some other diagnoses that you sometimes see in the dementia units. So there's some behaviors. We had this one particular resident, and he had a lot of behaviors. And one day we had a man and wife that used to bring in different dogs. You know, they had several dogs they were bringing in for pet therapy. And this particular resident was having a really bad morning. He was having lots of behaviors, inappropriate behaviors. You know, the staff normally could try to calm him down, but this particular day, he was not having it. He wasn't responding to the staff. And I want you to know, when that couple brought those dogs in into the dementia unit, it was like a whole different person. He was like a whole different person. He immediately de-escalated his behavior. He immediately like softened, went straight to the dog, started loving on the dog. Not even 5 minutes before that, he was swinging at residents. He was swinging at the staff. It just goes to show you that pet therapy can be so, so helpful. And not only did it de-escalate him, but it brought such joy to even other people in and around there. But it was just really an eye-opening experience to see him go from one extreme to the other just by touching and hugging on a dog. It was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful.
It brings up those memories. They say that all of that's connected. Sight, sound, touch, all that is better for the memory. And I believe it. I do.
Yeah.
Cite the organizations to connect nursing homes with therapy dogs were the American Kennel Club and Therapy Dogs International, which I just wanted to shout out there in case there's a nursing home listening that really wants to look into that. You should. It's a good thing to do for your residents. It's a good thing to do for your staff, emotionally, physically, all those things. But I wanted to talk about how QSource can assist with this, okay? So we do QI, okay? QI includes a lot of different areas related to resident satisfaction. So we can assist in reaching out to these programs if you need that assistance based on individual resident needs. Care planning is always key in individualized care. And of course, you know, a cat for one person isn't going to be what works for another. So maybe, you know, their therapy animal should be a horse. Maybe they, you know, rode horses when they were younger. Whatever it might be, we want to find that individualized to each resident intervention. And we want to help find that care harmony. And in turn, we're going to increase the overall resident daily life satisfaction. And we all know that happy residents equal better surveys, which lead to better QMs, which lead to overall quality of life and quality of care satisfaction for all your residents. We want to help with that. If you would like to look into that, feel free to reach out to us. Okay, ladies, if you guys don't have any other stories, I'm going to move on to the teaser, okay? I'm going to move on to it. So next week, we're going to be talking about springtime activities for nursing home residents. And I found a whole bunch of really cool articles and ideas to get your residents excited about spring based on their activity levels, what they could tolerate and that sort of stuff. So it's not just for the residents that are ambulatory. It's going to be for the residents that are chair bound or bed bound or whatever it might be. It's for everybody. So I just want to say thank you for listening and joining us in the queue today for all your nursing home needs and topics. And until next time, have a great week, everybody. Say bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this QSource podcast. If you ever find yourself needing QSource to assist your facility, please reach out to us at qsource.org so our long-term care experts can help you through the process. If you want to hear more podcasts like this, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your favorite audio. Just search for QSource and you will find us. Thank you and have an amazing day.